Hello and welcome back to Time for a Mojo Injection. Guys, I'm Jojo Fraser and I'm here to help you feel lighter. Yep, jump in and feel lighter. Anything goes here. We are all about completely honest chat, keeping it real, being kind, and smashing a whole lot of stigma around our emotional, mental and spiritual health. So it's great to have you here. Let's jump in. Joy. I've been thinking about cards of joy and we'll talk about that in a minute, but joy can mean lots of things to different people, right? I actually started writing a book in 2019 called All In on Joy. It was pretty good, and then I just parked it because COVID happened, had my first ever big life health scare and didn't feel strong enough to go back to it. But it's got some good I think I did about 50,000 words as well, you know that. But sometimes we create a project, right? And it's maybe just not the right time, or something can stop you, or it was just for yourself, you know? When I wrote All In on Joy, I'd been going through a massive year of change. You know, I really got into mindfulness and opened up my mind and had some surreal spiritual experiences and learned about so much stuff. But yeah, joy can mean lots of things. It can mean when you're creating, right, and you're doing, and you're in your zone and you're totally smashing it and you're loving it and you're feeling inspired. Or it could just be that really lovely sense of being present. And why I was thinking about cards of joy is the kids and I, the kids just love cards. They love sitting playing cards, and I've had some really, really nice times with them lately where, you know, phone's in the other room, iPad's in the other room, and we're just there and we're playing and we're laughing and just being silly, but we're there, we're totally there in the moment. There's no pressure to create or do. We can just be, and we're with each other and we're loving each other's company. And we could sit all night sometimes just playing the cards. It feels nice. It feels warm. It feels, I just love it. Like no pressure, no distraction. And that's a thing that we can do because it's something we enjoy, right? Sometimes it can be hard, you know, if you've got kids of different ages or your partner wants to do something else or friends or whatever. But it's finding that thing, that little thing, or as many as you can, you know. We were walking the dog the other day and it was a Sunday. So we're like, let's go a slightly bigger walk. I left my phone at home, and that's hard for me because I've always loved taking pictures, like my whole life. I love photos. And I was like, no, I'll leave it. So we're walking and there's still quite a lot of orange leaves. You could see they were falling off though. And we're just looking at the trees. We're really amongst the, really in the thick of the woods, kind of a bit off track, off the beaten track, just to let Prince sort of run wild. Prince is a puppy, to run wild and really enjoy himself. Because when we're out and about, can't really do that because he still jumps on everyone. And you'd feel really bad if someone walks wearing like clean jeans or whatever and then he just jumps up. So it's that balance between being respectful to other people but also letting him have a bit of time. So when you go off the beaten track and then training him for his treat so he comes back. Anyway, I'm holding Charlie's beautiful wee hand. Now Charlie's going to be 9 this week. And we'd had his sort of first birthday celebrations the night before. All had gone well and he was really chuffed and holding his hand. And I love it when he holds my hand and I always think, when's going to be the last time? But I'm a total sap, right? I'm gushy. And I said to him, oh, Char, this will be our last walk together, our Sunday walk when you're 8 years old. And he was like, oh, Mum. And I was like, oh, this would be a time I'd snap a wee selfie for my album. I'd be like, Char and I on our last walk. weekend walk when he's 8 years old because I'm an absolute sap. But I didn't have the phone. And I guess it's getting used to not having to capture everything. And that can be hard, right? Because it's a done thing. You see things, your mind's programmed to capture things. But being okay with not capturing all the time. So I will still try and take, for example, when I go and take the dog a walk at night and it's dark, I really like to have a podcast sometimes or an audiobook, and I really enjoy just being under the stars, listening to some cool things and sort of, yeah, I like that. But getting that balance is hard, guys, isn't it? Getting that balance between having to capture everything all the time and just, yeah, pacing yourself with that. Pacing yourself, like, it's easy to set things like phones off the dinner table. Like, I've always said that, except if we're reviewing a restaurant, then we'll take a few snaps at the start or take a few snaps, but then once we're eating, it's like, right, phones away kind of thing. But I think it's, yeah, there's always that temptation there, right, to create or to do things like it's Christmas, it's so busy. So you might get an idea about a present for someone. Like, we've got 6 or 7 family birthdays on the lead up to Christmas. It's just madness. And then you get an idea, oh, well, I'll just hop on and get that present. Now, you're taking yourself out the present moment. So it's actually, for me, to have those wee moments of joy is, yeah, having the phone at home or having it in another room so that you're not tempted to get on that busy train. You're not tempted to be swept away from your own wee bits of joy, you know. And another thing I've been thinking about joy is just, you know, those labels. And that was one of the chapters was in the book that I wrote in 2019 about labels and how it can be so easy to get sort of fixated on that, right? Various labels, various things, like pigeonhole yourself, like I'm the organized one, so I have to do everything, or I'm the one who's always on the go, so that's just the way it is, and sort of challenging that. Well, do you have to be that way? You know, I remember people would say to me, you know, because my mom was such an amazing host, still is, but she would just cater to everyone. Have you got a drink? Have you had enough tea? Like, such a feeder. And I automatically took that on. So then I would be like, I'm the feeder or I'm the host. And then it got to the point where people were like, can you just sit and chill? Because it was actually stressing people out. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, there were a couple of people that were loving it. They were like, I bring me another coffee. I'll have a tea. Could you just put some ice in that, Jojo? That would be lovely. And I'm like, yes, sure. Whatever you like, whatever you like. You get to the point where you're like, do you know what? Just help yourself. Like, I'll get you all your first drink or whatever. Stick, if you want another hot drink, stick the kettle on. If you want a cold drink, go into the fridge and help yourself. I ain't going to be that person anymore. So thinking about yourself, what's taken away from your joy, what's making you on the run all the time. You could just say you're wired that way, you're that sort of person, but have those little strategies in place to stop you from coming out of the present moment. What are the things that keep you in that? You know, do you look at your day and go, right, okay, these are the hours that I'll be doing all my stuff, right? And everyone's different now. A lot of people work from home. If you work for yourself or you've got set 9 to 5, looking at the time of that and saying, right, when do I want to just have time for me? And making sure that you blooming well take it. Even if it does feel like there's a million things to do, make sure you freaking well take that time and you're kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. It's winter now. We're going into winter. It's time to hibernate. It's time to chill a bit more. It's time to love yourself a bit more. You know, what can you do that's just for you? How can you be kind to yourself? How can you drop those labels, those expectations you put on yourself? How can you drop those labels? And just, yeah, be yourself, be free, free from the expectations of others or society. What can you do to free yourself from that? What can you do to be really freaking kind to yourself as we start coming into that really busy festive period? How can you put your health and your mojo and make it a priority? Because it's hard, right? It's hard. It can be so hard at this time of year to be present and to engage with those we love and to be there, to be really there. Yeah, that's my challenge to you, just to think about that and to have maybe those little routines that you can do where you're not having to be answering to all the WhatsApps about gifts ideas or where family events or your Christmas parties or you're getting the targets for the end of the year or whatever. You're not being full of that because your phone's in the other room or you're out and you're leaving it at home. You're not being full of that expectation. You're just being. Oh, I'm actually just relaxed just thinking about that, just being in the moment. Cards of joy, you know, I just smiled the other night and I was like, oh, we've played a lot of cards lately. But the time's just been joyful for me. It's sometimes just those most simple little things, you know. Focus on those wee small joys, guys. Be kind to yourself. Get the Christmas tunes cranking. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. That would be a bit weird, though, if it was every day, right? You wouldn't really take it. You would totally take it for granted. You wouldn't really appreciate it, would you? Catchy tune, though. But, yeah. Those are my thoughts, guys. I hope you find your cards of joy, whatever that means to you. Hope you find your little bits of joy. All in on joy. Can we be all in on joy over this festive period rather than all in on chaos and all in on doing and all in on scrolling and all in on answering to everyone else? Can we just scrap that and be all in on joy? And when you are in that moment, just give yourself a wee pinch. You don't have to be gushy like me and, oh, this is the last walk we'll have when you're 8. I mean, my kids laugh, like, they just know that's what I'm like and that's cool. yes, I'm a sap. But you don't have to be super gushy, guys. You don't have to be a sap like me. But just, yeah, whatever it is that makes you, maybe it's just taking the piss out of each other. I love taking the piss out of my kids. I couldn't repeat half the jokes we have because, oh my goodness, it's just, some of it's quite inappropriate. Yeah, our humour is quite rad, but they're kind. That's the thing. It's focusing on the important things. You know, you can maybe say rad things. Like if my kids swear or whatever, I'm like, guys, but I wouldn't go absolutely rad. But if they were bullying someone, for example, then I would go absolutely rad. I'd be like, right, guys, this is not on. No. So having those little funny private jokes or giggles, and just, yeah, crease yourself a bit more, right? Take in the bants. Be all in. So I want you to write maybe in your journal, what do you want to be all in on this Christmas? All in on joy? Do you want to be all in peace? All in on calm? All in on quiet? All in on screen detox? All in on cooking the best Christmas meal you've ever had? Or all in on no dishes and going out for a meal? All in on incredible laughter? All in on music? It's funny because when I was unwell, the one thing that would say to me was music. Like if I was sitting having like a chat with someone and maybe we'd spoken for over an hour and I was getting a bit restless and I was like, oh, my mind was just all over the place. If I was to play some music, it would really calm me. Just really, really calm and center me. Just such a beautiful gift. So yeah, definitely stick all in on music in there. But yeah, write your wee list, guys. These are the kind of lists we should be writing, right? rather than all these lists of all the things we want, list the things that are really going to hook up your mental health, your mojo. What do you need this year? You know, so write them down and freaking well make them happen. Whatever it takes, find your thing, find your joy, find your mojo. You deserve it, and it is in there. So yeah, sending all my love, guys, and yeah, hope you have an amazing week ahead, and yeah, lots of love and good vibes to you.